From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 2nd, 2012. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you recognize these calls in chorus, which you may have heard on spring evenings in areas near standing water. If you guessed spring peepers, you're right. These frogs' mating calls are produced by the males when air in the throat pouch is drawn across the voice box. Like other frogs, toads, and salamanders, spring peepers are amphibians and rely on water for reproduction. Snowmelt and spring rain provide ephemeral, or temporary, ponds and pools where many amphibians' eggs transform into tadpoles and eventually into land-dwelling adults. For spring peepers in Virginia, this metamorphosis takes about 90 to 100 days. As temperatures drop through fall and into winter, peepers enter a type of hibernation, during which parts of their bodies may temporarily form ice crystals and freeze. In spring, as ephemeral waters thaw or reappear, the cycle begins again. Though you may not see these tiny 1-inch frogs, their mating calls are prevalent across the Commonwealth, reminding us of the complex and crucial role of our Virginia waters. Thanks to Heather Vareb for writing this week's script. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.